the adequate lighting and clear visibility throughout the store. So the store has to have proper lights to ensure that they discourage customers from shoplifting, or they discourage customer to take a product, put it in the pocket and move out. So adequate lighting is important. Monitor customer movements and provide proactive customer service. So what happens is, when a customer is moving suspiciously or again and again trying to touch a product, take a product, keep it, is moving here and there, looking here and there, ensure they're just keeping an eye that in case if any staff is not available, they will pick the product, they'll put in the pocket and they will do the shrinkage. So similarly, monitoring customer movement is important. Then they need to have a proactive customer service. So the staff available at this section needs to go and talk to the customer, so that what happens, it will discourage customer in case he or she has shoplifting in her mind. So proactive customer service also leads into reduced shrinkages. Policy and procedure. So clear policies and procedures needs to be adhered to. Establish structured policy and procedures for inventory management. So every store, with regards to the inventory management, there are SOPs, which SOPs are communicated by head office, regional office to the store. The store manager, the store head knows this policy, and it is his responsibility to ensure that those SOPs are the staff at the warehouse and the warehouse team are aware of those SOPs and they follow those policies and procedures. With regards to inventory management, it is the responsibility of the store manager. Conduct regular audits and enforce strict adherence to protocols. So the store manager is responsible for conducting regular audits. He will instruct the warehouse person. He will instruct the store person to do regular stock count and follow the protocols. And in case if they are not followed, then disciplinary action needs to be initiated with regards to the warehouse person or with regards to the flow person. Implement proactive loss prevention programs to mitigate risk and shrinkage. So what happens is the store manager is responsible to proactively involve a loss prevention team. Normally the store team has a loss prevention team whose role is to do certain surprise audits. Their role is to do certain stock prevention, loss prevention activities. So this is done to mitigate shrinkage. Proactively they take action, they do a random audits, certain times the loss prevention team keeps a guard in plain clothes, so that the job of that person is to keep an eye on customer movement. Any one person who thinks any guard is who's not in uniform is in plain clothes, the customer is not aware whether he's a guard or whether he's a customer. And in case if the customer indulges into shrinkage shoplifting, this guard who's in disguise can catch hold of them red-handedly, and then they can take in action. So there are certain proactive measures needs to be taken by the loss prevention team to mitigate the shrinkage. Document and communicate policies to all staff members consistently. So as and when any staff is caught doing pilferage and required discipline action has been taken, then definitely there is a documentation which happens, and there is a communication also. So what happens on the first day of a month, there is a staff caught doing shrinkage and the required discipline action is taken. On the second day, or maybe the second of the month, in the staff briefing, the store team needs to communicate, the store head needs to communicate to the members that, see, we have caught such staff and we will not tolerate shrinkage at all. And definitely what all documentation were done, everything needs to be communicated to the staff members consistently. Provide comprehensive training on inventory manage and loss prevention protocols. So every store has been given inventory management policy. The training needs to be done. The warehouse staff needs to be trained. The floor staff to be trained. Both the teams need to train on inventory management and loss prevention protocols as well. Encourage open channels, communication channels for reporting suspicious activity or inventory discrepancies. The store head and the store HR needs to create an environment where the staff is felt secure. They are encouraged to speak in case if they are aware if somebody, another staff is involved in shrinkage or the theft, then the in case if staff B is involved in shrinkage, then the staff A is encouraged to speak up. So in case if somebody knows that another staff is involved in shrinkage, there is a communication channel needs to be open where the staff feels secure. They go ahead, they tell the store manager that, okay, that person is involved in shrinkage. And somehow, some reporting, some mechanism has to be there. Certain stores have a email ID where, or maybe there is a helpline where they don't reveal the identity, their own identity, but they can report such cases. So such platform needs to be encouraged, such platform needs to be in place so that all this staff shrinkage can be curbed. Also, in case of if a warehouse person or warehouse team member is involved in shrinkage, then definitely if some another warehouse person has an eye for detail, or he's keeping an eye on the other person, then all those things need to be reported to the store manager in a way, in discreetly it needs to be communicated to the store HR or to the store head so that the shrinkage can be curbed. So all these are the ways and means where the open communication channels help in resolving shrinkage for that particular store. Continuously evaluate and update policies to adapt evolving retail environments and emerging threats. So the store head and store HR, also the store warehouse manager, constantly need to evaluate, keep on doing regular checks. The regional team needs to do internal audits. They need to do surprise checks. The global counting needs to be done by the store manager. So all these proactive steps will ensure that the retail environment is safe and all the risks are mitigated. There are no emerging threats and there is no leakage of revenue through shrinkages. Dump management overview. So we'll be seeing what is a dump management overview. Dump management is crucial for food retail, particularly high perishable items like fruits, vegetables, fresh meat, seafood and bakery products. So there are days when there are footfalls are less and there are chances where the vendor has supplied more number of fruits and vegetables and the sale doesn't happen. Now these are the perishable commodity, and in case they get perished, then there is damage or they are not up good for consumption, then they needs to be thrown away in the dustbin or needs to be taken care of or it needs to be destroyed. So all this process with regards to the perishable items like fruit, vegetables, fresh meat and seafood and bakery needs to be dumped in waste. So there is a process, there is an SOP called dump waste management, and there is a certain percentage which is allowed to the store team. So when these stocks are dumped, there is a report which is generated. The dump report has to be accessed either by the head cashier or by the store manager and the department manager to ensure that the dump wasted is not more than the prescribed limits. So dump refers to wastage or unsold or damaged products impacting profitability directly. So what happens in case the dump report is higher, the dump products are more, it will result into loss for the stores. It is typically expressed in a percentage of sales and can range between 5 to 10%. So the prescribed benchmarks for the dump is anywhere between 5 to 10% that's of the sales. So whatever is the sales target given to the store, there is a percentage allocated. It could be 5% or it could be 10% depending upon store to store and organization to organization. The store head needs to ensure that it doesn't cross beyond that. Various factors contribute to dump, including incorrect handling, product quality issues and overstocking. So as I said, dump report will be higher in case if the ordering is not proper, the fruits and vegetable department manager or the sales staff does a wrong forecasting, they order more products, maybe the fruits and vegetable are not handled correctly. So while stocking, they just throw the fruits, it might get damaged. It can also happen with vegetables as well. So in case if the fruits and vegetables are not good quality, the customer will not pick up and hence that will result into dump. So moving ahead, we will see strategies to reduce dump, what steps need to be taken to reduce dump. So there could be effective strategies for dump reduction. First thing is the right indenting. Base indenting on sales history, seasonal variations, consumption patterns to avoid over or under indenting. So what do you mean by indenting? Indenting means ordering. And the store staff, whether it's from fruits and vegetable or other department, they need to do ordering in such a way that it has a scientific data. Depending upon the sales history, they need to order. They need to check in case if a particular product is not moving, then they need to reduce the ordering that quantities particularly. seasonal variation. So it can also happen that certain products are not available or not consumed during certain seasons. So that has to be taken into consideration. Again, consumption pattern needs to be checked. So what is the 52-week high, 52-week low sales? So, you know, in case there are chances where certain products are not consumed, it can happen during the, there are certain festivals where the consumption goes up. There are certain periods where the consumption goes down. So depending upon those history and seeing on the last 52-week high, 52-week low consumption pattern, they need to order. They need to order in such a way that it is there are no excess stocks. Also, they need to ensure that there are no stock out as well. So all this thing comes under the right indenting part. Here, the assistant department manager or department manager, the floor supervisor, are responsible for reducing the dump weight and ordering in a right manner. Efficient receiving is one of the important points. So receiving at warehouse is also an important touch point where ensure early morning efficient receiving with complete documentation quality control checks. So fruits and vegetables are normally delivered fresh in the morning, in the first part of the morning. And here the warehouse staff and the floor staff plays very important role. They need to check, they need to see that all the good quality products are inverted. Stringent quality checks are measured so that unwanted damaged fruits and vegetables doesn't go on floor and then ends up into the dump. So that is efficient receiving, timely salvaging. Remove bad or deteriorating products before store opening, salvaging usable items for repacking or value-added products. So these floor staff needs to be proactive. He or she needs to remove bad or deteriorating products before the store opening so that it doesn't create bad impression on the minds of customer as well. So bad products are removed. Certain products which can be salvaged can be made a value pack, so they can do something. In case if there are 4 or 5 apples which are about to deteriorate or are about to get damaged, they can make a value pack, make a separate packing, do a reduction in price, and that can be offered as a value added pack or something like this. So timely action needs to be taken by the floor staff in coordination with the store manager as well. They need to involve the department manager and the store manager, take a proper decision and ensure whatever could be salvaged, whatever products can be salvaged are salvaged, and others can be reused, thereby generating revenue for the store. Proper handling. Handle products gently to prevent damage. Stack properly to avoid crushing and segregate soft and hard produce. So here the store team needs to handle properly. They need to ensure that the heavy products are kept down, the lighter products are kept up, while stacking there is no damage. So these are the few ways and means where the shrinkage, the dump can be reduced. How proper display can help into reduction in dump management. Maintain clean and hygienic display fixtures. Avoid placing perishables in a non-food item and focus on first in, first out for rotations. So definitely hygiene plays a very important factor. Hygiene is a very important factor. It plays a major role in dump management. So they need to ensure that the perishables are not kept near non-food items, and the FIFO is followed, first in, first out. So the stocks which are coming first are displayed ahead for the customers to pick it up, and definitely the stocks which has come later should be kept behind. So, and the FIFO is followed, equal rotation is happening. So that would result into less dump management. Focus on sales, allocate adequate resources to perishable despite slower contribution to sales, salvage unsold merchandise for elevated packs or bulk sales. So the store head or the department manager needs to keep additional staff in sales to keep an eye, and definitely the perishables don't contribute much as to with regards to the margin wise. The contribution is less towards sales. But here the department staff, the store manager can take a quick action. They can, instead of throwing into dump, they can put it, they can salvage it, make a value-added pack and put a price off and ensure that they are sold off so that it generates revenue to the store. So the entire point says that timely intervention is required with regards to reducing the dump manage with regards to the dump waste. Preservation processes, utilize chiller storage for leafy vegetables and fruits, implement preservation techniques like green tea, green ice treatment for greens on the shelf. So what the store management team needs to do, they can use the chiller and freezer facility. They can keep the vegetables and the greens in the chiller and freezer, ensuring that increases the shelf life of these greens and ensure in reduction in the dump management. Understanding the product expiry and damages. So another one of the contributors could be how to understand what's product expiry and damages are. So managing product expiry and damages is crucial for retail operations to maintain quality and prevent sales losses. So the staff needs to be taught and trained on how to check the expiry of the product and how to check whether the product is going to expire or going to go into dump. So a lot of training is required and the staff needs to be trained and taught on checking about the expiry and damages. So that is a very important point with regards to the retail operations. Expiry dates or best before dates are prominently displayed on product packaging to inform customers to ensure product quality. So as per the law, expiry date needs to be mentioned. It's mandatory by the law, and therefore every product has expiry dates, and these customer are also regularly, there is efforts from the government to check expiry dates of the product. They should not buy the products which are already expired. The store team are already trained. They are told, they are briefed not to sell expired products. So the floor manager, the floor staff are proactively needs to check the dates of every product, and in case any product which is nearing expiry, he or she needs to communicate to the store manager and the buying team to take corrective measure. So that's the reason, that's proactive steps needs to be taken at the store level. Products nearing expiry or damage due to mishandling must be carefully managed to avoid compliance issues and negative customer perceptions. So when a customer, when a staff encounters or sees a product which is damaged or which is nearing expiry, they need to either remove it off or put a price off with a signage which has very clear instructions. There is no ambiguity. So this must be communicated to customers so that it doesn't create a legal issue later on, or it doesn't affect the health of the customer, or it doesn't create a negative customer perception. So when all these products or damaged products are sold at a lower price, a signage has to be there that, okay, this product is a slight damaged product and hence we are offering a discount on this. So communication needs to be very clear. In case the near products which are near expiry, there also signage has to be there and the customer needs to be educated so that it doesn't create customer issues later on. What are the challenges faced for managing expiry and damaged products? So excess stock accumulation due to uncertain sale leads to product expiring on shelves. So it can happen that the department manager didn't study the report, the stock report, and there are chances where they have ordered excess stocks. Now these excess stocks results into expiry on shelves itself, and now we need to know what steps needs to be taken to curb this. Manhandling during storage or infestation by pest and rodent results in product damages also. So one issue of managing why the stocks get expired, we have seen that wrong ordering leads to excess stock which results into expiring on shelf. The second point would be there is manhandling. While invading the stocks, it was not handled properly, or the movement from warehouse to store was not handled properly. Movement on store from cartons to shelf was not done. So manhandling can also result into a damage of stocks. The damage of stocks can also result due to pest and rodents. That will also result into products getting damaged, and such damaged products are not purchased by the customer, it might result into an expiry. Clear returns policy with suppliers determine the handling of near expiry damaged products, impacting margins and profitability. So the buyer needs to have a good negotiation skill with the vendors, and there should be a clear cut return policy which says that in case the products are nearing expiry and if they are not sold, then the vendor has to take it back. So all these policies need to be clearly defined, and the process needs to be followed. So when these such steps are taken, it will ensure that the margins are not impacted and it affects in the profitability of that particular store. Now we will see strategies for minimizing loss. So what are the effective strategies? So we'll be seeing the strategies which are taken by the store team to ensure that the loss are reduced. So first we'll start with stock management. Regularly monitor product expiry dates, remove near expiry products for liquidation or return to vendor. So this is the first step where the stock, the flow movement, the flow of supervisors, they are proactive. They regularly check the products. Near expiry products are either sold off with a price off after taking approval or it's returned to the vendor. That's the first way of handling near expiry products and to minimize losses. How do we see how proper handling of stocks affects into reducing loss? So the products which needs to be handled with care should be handled properly. There has to be proper channels, proper policies to be followed. No overstacking to be done, FIFO to be followed. So that is with regards to the proper handling of the products. Timely liquidation, returnable products promptly to vendors, seek liquidation support from non-returnable items through promotions or supplier assistance. So we have seen earlier that in case if any product are nearing expiry, then the timely liquidation plays the important role. So the department manager, the flow manager needs to, in case if it's returnable to vendor, the first step is return to vendor and knock off those product, near expiry products. In case if the products are non-returnable, then the store department manager needs to take approval from the buyer or the merchandising team and ensure that there is a promotion or there is some kind of promotion which is run to liquidate those stocks. And in case if there is a requirement or a vendor requirement or supplier intervention required with regards to promotion, then they need to take that extra step, go ahead, do a promotion and then liquidate those stocks. So these are few strategies for minimizing the loss. Correct buying. So again, the store flow manager needs to ensure, the backend team also needs to ensure that the buying is done correctly. There is a demand forecast. Forecasting is done. That's analyzed. Sales reports are analyzed. Last 52 weeks product performance is checked. And all this ensures that there is no wrong buying which happens and also which results into less product expiring on the shelf. Category management, analyze product movement and write-off, discount slow-moving items and manage supplier pressure for new product introductions. So what can be done at the category level? The category manager needs to analyze the movements, stock movements, and in case if there are stocks which are slow movers, there is a data available, then they need to discontinue buying those stocks. And there should always be a pressure on the vendor and supplier for new products and new products introductions and innovations. That would be done at the category management level. Receiving control. So again, the warehouse needs to follow the SOPs with regards to the stock inverting. Check stocks for healthy shelf life and damage upon receiving. Prioritize flow through of new stock. Replenish from put away stock promptly. So the store warehouse person, while inverting stocks, they need to check the expiry date of the product. They need to ensure that if a vendor has supplied products which are near expiry, then they have a right to raise it or escalate it and ensure that if they don't want those delivery, they can send it back. In case if they are receiving it, then they need to ensure that those products are promptly sent on floor. It is not like they are kept in the warehouse and then later on the floor manager will take it and resulting into expiry of those products. So all that promptness, proactiveness needs to be taken at warehouse level, at the floor level as well, to ensure there is less damage with regards to the expiry of product. Now we will see what pest control and prevention does and what are the steps needs to do for ensuring that there is less damage on the products. So regular pest control needs to be conducted. The store needs to have an annual maintenance contract with a pest control agency or an organization. So here the store manager needs to conduct the store manager needs to ensure that the store admin routinely conducts the pest control. There is fumigation which is happening in the store premises and the warehouse area, ensuring that these products are secured and there are no pests infested. The store is not infested with pests and rodents. Subcontracting pest control, consider hiring a specialized agencies of pest control under annual maintenance contract. So here proactively the store manager need to get in touch with the store admin. The store admin will search a vendor and there should be an annual maintenance contract which regularly the pest control company will come. They will do the fumigation, they will do the rodent check, and they will ensure that it doesn't cause damage to the products. Employee training, educate staff on proper sanitation practices and pest prevention measures to maintain a clean and hygienic environment. So it is very imperative that when the store is having food articles, whether they are selling veggies, greens, fruits and other perishable products, chances of getting pests, cockroaches and other pests is it's imperative. It will definitely, the store will be infested with pests. Here the staff needs to maintain clean and hygienic environment. Certain products, perishable foods which are not edible as of now for consumption needs to be thrown out. It needs to be dumped immediately. Proper staff training involves when the proper staff is properly trained on how to handle perishables, that will reduce into a good sanitation. It will ensure that the pest control is in place and it will ensure the customers get good product. The store hygiene is also maintained. Storage hygiene, the next point is the staff needs to ensure and maintain a strict store hygiene protocols. There should be minimum food, there should be minimized food debris and spill that attract pests. So wherever the staff is having lunch, those area needs to be neat and clean. It needs to be sanitized, it needs to be fumigated. Similarly, perishable food, which it should, the staff should be trained that the food should not spill on the floor. In case, because of the spillage, the chances of the spillage attracts pest, and therefore the staff needs to be trained for minimum spillage and ensure that there is less pest in the store. So students, we will be seeing what stock returns are and what are the processes which needs to be followed. So whenever any products which are nearing expiry or which are damaged needs to be returned. Now, as per the agreement by the buyer or the merchandisers, there are normally agreements which happens where the vendor will take the goods are bought on returnable basis, and in case if they are not sold, it can be returned to them. So there is a process which needs to follow, which we'll be seeing in coming steps. Stocks which are nearing expiry or damage are moved to the warehouse. So whenever any stocks which are nearing expiry or they are damaged, the floor staff will move the product to the store warehouse. Products are either returned to the vendor or prepared for scrap sales or disposal. So with in case if there is an agreement with the vendor or with the vendor whether he or she will pick up from the store, or it can be picked up from the DC as well. So in case if there is an agreement, the stocks are moved from floor to the warehouse. From warehouse it is moved either to DC and from there it goes to the supplier. Or in another scenario, the supplier trucks come to supply the stocks and they, while returning, they pick up the damaged products. So these are the steps which are done with regards to returning to the vendor. Similarly, there are certain stocks which are bought on non-returnable basis that needs to be scrapped. The scrap sales proceed are, the money is deposited and some goods are salvaged in that way, that is regards to scrap sales. And certain stocks which cannot be returned or which cannot be salvaged are disposed. So that might go into dump management, and that's how the stock returns are handled. Stock returns are managed meticulously to maintain accurate inventory records and uphold vendor agreements. So stock returns, whenever stock return is done, there's proper entry is made in the system. There is proper outward which happens. There is registers which are maintained to ensure that as and when there is a stock management, stock inventory audit which happens, this proper records are available and there are no arguments and there is no issues with the vendors. What are the key steps we need to follow while doing a stock returns? The first thing is the stock needs to be segregated. Returnable stock needs to be segregated and kept separately in the warehouse, and that needs to be labeled so that as and when the vendor's truck comes in, the stock is readily available, the return challan is printed, the printout is taken, and then the stocks are returned to the vendor. Then the next step is to obtain proper approval from vendors for returnable products. So as and when the products are returned, the vendor is communicated well in advance, and they are told in well in advance that so and so quantity and so cartons are available for returnable purpose. And once they agree to pick it up, the stocks are segregated and kept in the warehouse, and the vendor's truck come in, the goods return memo is generated. Along with the memo in the challan, the guard counts the number of pieces. The person from the vendor side, they also count the number of pieces and cartons. They load the carton and then the stocks moves out. Similarly, moving ahead, the process returns upon with visitor distributor vehicle, ensuring proper documentation and stock count. So the stocks are counted, the boxes are counted by the guard by the person from the vendor side, and that's how the stocks move out. Debit vendor account for return products and update store inventory accordingly. So when the stocks are returned, there is an accounting entry which is passed. There is a debit account. The vendor's account is debited with regards to the return products, and the inventory is updated accordingly. Now we will see what scrap sales and how the disposal affects the inventory management. So management of non-returnable products, products with minor damages are sold as scrap to vendors at discounted rates. So there are certain products which are damaged, and there are chances where the vendor are not, when there's an agreement to sell off to the different vendor. So sometimes the damaged products are sold at a discounted rate to vendors, and that's how one process needs to be followed. Salvaging damaged products generates partial revenue, offsetting losses. So in certain cases, when the products can be salvaged, that is done and certain amount is recovered so that the losses are minimized. Remaining damage or expired product is disposed as per municipal and retail guidelines. So normally the store warehouse person with approval of the store manager, sometimes they either scrap the product, either the product goes into dump management, sometimes it is salvaged. It's sold off as a value, lesser value product or a combination or a combo. And sometimes the remaining stocks which cannot be salvaged needs to be disposed of. And it is disposed keeping in mind the laws of the land, the law of municipality, and keeping in mind the retail guidelines, those stocks are disposed of. Certain key considerations while doing the scrap sales and disposals. Approval for merchandise for scrap sale is a must. The exact quantity description needs to be sent via email to the merchandiser. The merchandiser needs to approve it. Once the approval is sorted, once the approval is sought, once the store team gets the approval, then the scrap sale will start. Stock check by stock controller before sales. So definitely the stock controller needs to do the stock check and ensure whatever is being scrapped is the right stock which is getting scrapped. Proper billing and documentation of all sales and transactions. So whenever there is a scrap sale being done, a proper documentation needs to be done, and all the transaction needs to be captured, and it has to be available at any given point of time from audit point purpose. Now we will see how technology solutions for stock management would reduce into reducing the stock damages. So what is the role of technology? When there is a modernization and when there is technology is being used, that definitely helps into reducing stock damages. So modernizes and optimizes stock management processes. When there's a technology, it will ensure that whenever technologies are used, maybe we can use as an automatic replenishment system. Here, this ARS ensures that the excess stocks are not ordered, excess stock doesn't get damaged, there is no pest infestation, there is no damage through rodents. So that is one of the examples of technology. So when ARS is implemented, it reduces stock damage. With advent of technology, it provides efficient solutions for tracking, managing, and optimizing inventory. So when an RFID technology is used, it gives real-time scenario to the buyers and the vendors that where the stock is in transit, how many stocks has been sold, how many is pending. So definitely use of technology enhances and it optimizes the inventory, reduces the stockouts, and reduces the stock damage as well. The key technologies which can be used are inventory management system called as an IMS. They streamline inventory, they track inventory movement, and they offer real-time visibility so that at any given point of time there is adequate stock levels, resulting into customer satisfaction and increasing operational efficiency. Barcode scanning facilitates rapid and accurate data capture during inventory transactions, minimizing errors. So all the barcodes, all the products nowadays have a barcode, and it's easy for the store team to do billing. So as and when the barcode is scanned, it provides accurate data and it provides real-time data so that right product is right available at the right place. That's how barcode scanning helps into facilitating faster checkouts. RFID radio frequency identification enables real-time tracking and monitoring of individual items, enhancing inventory visibility. So with the advent of technology, there is RFID, which is called radio frequency identification tags, are used, which gives a real-time picture to the buyer and merchandiser, and also provides real-time tracking, monitoring the individual items, where the product is available, where it is lying right now, and hence it gives a clear visibility with regards to the inventory. Now, what are the benefits of using technology for inventory management? So the benefits are heightened inventory accuracy. So it gives a clear cut picture. The accuracy is 100%, not 100%, but it gives you a real picture about the stocks. Improved operational efficiency. So when the ARS, automated replenishment system, is used, definitely there would be less stockouts. Even if there's a fill rate is not correct, it will still have a safe stock list, ensuring optimum operational efficiency. As and when the customer walks in, there are stocks available, the customer is not dissatisfied, he is not irate, definitely what product he or she wants available on the shelf, resulting into a satisfied customer. Enhanced visibility into stock levels. So it gives a clear picture what stocks, how is moving, how the movement of stock is, what are the sales, what is 52-week sale, is that product doing well during the promotion. So it gives a clear, better visibility. Reduced labor costs associated with manual inventory counting. So when technology is used, when the stocks are inverted, it gives a clear cut picture that okay, 100 quantity has been received, one sold, 99 is available on shelf. There is a reduced labor cost associated with regards to the inventory counting. And with the advent of technology, it has streamlined the fulfillment, ordering and fulfillment process. We'll see implementation and consideration. So selecting technology and implementing has its own advantages and disadvantages. So here the person, the store team, the head office, the regional team, and the head office team needs to ensure that whatever technology they are buying fulfills the requirement. So here we will see how technology will help them to assess their needs, what are the budget constraints, and what are the technological capabilities of that specific software. So here the head office team, the warehouse team, and the IT team will brainstorm, they will sit together, they will check what their needs are, what are their budgets, and how that technology is going to make life easy for everyone. So that is the consideration which needs to be done. Evaluate factors such as scalability, integration, ease of use, and training requirements. So when this head office, warehouse team, and IT team are buying any particular technology or software, they need to consider the points. Is this the technology which is available? Is it scalable? Because today we have 10 stores. Tomorrow when we have 100 stores, will the technology be enough? Whether it can be scalable, it can be increased, the capacity can be increased. That is the one point. Second point, they need to ensure that the technology which they are buying can be integrated with some other system in case they go ahead and there is another software which they are buying. So will that be integrated? Can it be? It's a user-friendly software and the technology. That is one of the points they need to check. they need to check ease of use. Is the technology user friendly? Will the warehouse staff able to learn and use it? That is one of the pointers. And what are the training requirements with regards to training the warehouse person? So these are these few points which need to be considered while implementing a technology. Collaborate with technology providers and invest in staff training for successful implementation and adoption. So once the warehouse team and the IT team have decided to go ahead with a particular technology and a software, they need to take help of the vendor. They need to ensure that the vendors also train the staff on the usage of the software so that it can be successfully implemented. It can be easily adopted by the store teams. Conclusion. So here we'll come to a conclusion with regards to the technology implementation. Technology solutions definitely plays a transformative role in enhancing the entire stock management process. Definitely it's a game changer, and they play a very significant role in upgrading the stock management process. Careful consideration of these needs and capabilities is essential for successful implementation. So while before buying the technology, and the software, careful consideration needs to be done. All the points needs to be jotted down, requirements need to be jotted down. And once a software passes all the tests, all the requirements, then only it needs to be purchased. Otherwise, it would be a loss of revenue for the stakeholders. Collaboration with technology providers and investment in staff training are critical for effective adoption. So normally human beings hate change. Human beings are always in their comfort zone. In case if they are comfortable using one software and if there is a new upgrade which has come, normally the change is not accepted easily. So the stakeholders, when they buy this technology, they need to collaborate with the vendor. They need to ensure that proper training is given to the staff so that they are receptive and they are ready, and they're ready to adapt to the change. So therefore, easy adoption is also one of the critical points which the stakeholder needs to consider. Continuous evaluation and adoption of technology solution based on evolving business requirements ensure long-term success. So once the technology is bought, once the software is bought, continuous evaluation needs to be done by the warehouse team and the IT team and the stakeholders, ensuring that there is constant upgradation. They are constantly evolving with the change of business. Since retail operations is very dynamic, there are a lot of changes which keep on happening. So the software needs to be upgraded. There are any changes required needs to be incorporated, and to ensure that it doesn't hamper the business. So all this, whenever any technology is bought, they needs to be kept in mind that it will be used for long-term basis, and we needs to ensure that it is used, it is properly used, and it's successful. The implementation is successful for its long-term success. So with this, we taught how the inventory management is to be done, how stocks are moved, how inventing is done, how stocks are sent back to the vendor or to the DC, what is a dump, and how to reduce wastages, what labeling needs to be done, what all proper documentation needs to be done. So that was all regards to the inventory management, and all these things, all these processes, when followed properly, will ensure that the store is profitable and there are reduced wastages. Thank you.